USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Chicago, actor Jussie Smollett was found guilty on 5 of 6 counts of staging a hate crime against himself and then lying about it to the authorities. WBBM-TV reporter Charlie DeMar was there.
Jussie Smollett faced that foreperson right in the eye as all 6 counts were read. He shook his head when those first 5 guilty verdict did come down. He was, again, convicted with 5 of the 6 felony disorderly conduct counts for staging his own hate crime and then lying to several Chicago police officers by reporting it as an actual hate crime. Now, the jury, which was made up of 6 men and 6 women, deliberated for more than 9 hours over 2 days. Smollett took the stand in his own defense in this case, telling the jury that he was the actual victim of a hate crime.
This is USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
A bill that paves the way for lawmakers to raise the debt ceiling is now on its way to President Biden. The Senate had advanced the deal, which avoids defaulting on the nation's debts. Biden is once again urging Americans to get booster shots, including 16 and 17-year-olds.
2 million people now have gotten their booster shots, and we're getting people their booster shots at a record pace.
The late Senator Bob Dole is now lying in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda.
Over the course of his life, knew more than his fair share of suffering, who turned that suffering into endurance, whose endurance became central to his character, and whose character, whose essential goodness, leaves us with hope.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer honoring Dole's legacy as a veteran and a political force. Dole died on Sunday at the age of 98. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The House has passed a bill to punish China over their treatment of the Uyghurs, as well as other abuses here in the U.S.
Congress now turns its attention to legislation addressing China, specifically allegations of human rights abuses and intellectual property theft from Americans. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna explains what actions he believes the United States can take to keep China in check on Fox Business.
We need to make sure we have a technology advantage in AI, in quantum computing, in the technologies of the future. Second, we need to have clear forward deployment and alliances with Australia, Japan, and India to make it very clear that the United States will not stand for any invasion of Taiwan.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The New York judge presiding over the sex trafficking trial of socialite Ghislaine Maxwell adjourned the proceedings early after an attorney became ill. The jury was expected to hear from a fourth accuser who said that Maxwell acted as an intermediary for financier Jeffrey Epstein to abuse her. Prosecutors said they plan to rest their case after the woman's testimony. Maxwell, 59, pleaded not guilty to charges she procured underage girls for Epstein, her former boyfriend. She faces up to 70 years in prison if convicted on all counts. Epstein died in jail August 2019 while awaiting trial on similar charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.